I'd like to start off by dispelling some misconceptions that many people often have about anthropologists and what they do. That is, if they have any idea at all about what anthropology is. If you're in that same boat, don't worry, everyone will have a good understanding of the field and what it involves after this presentation. When thinking of anthropology, you may first think of Indiana Jones. No anthropologist I know live this life or carry whips and escape from snake-filled caves. Anthropologists are not pith helmet-wearing explorers traveling to far-off lands looking for fame and fortune. Moving to more recent ideas about what anthropologists do, you might think it involves going tribal. A recent TV show followed former Royal Marine Bruce Perry as he tests the physical limits of living with ancient tribes in some of the world's most remote areas. Or you may have heard about supposedly uncontacted Stone Age tribes and exotic disappearing ways of life, and figure that anthropologists study these groups on their road to modernization. Finally, ads like this one from the Anthropology Store show how these ideas of exotic travel collide with consumer culture. Each of these misconceptions are rooted in stereotypes. Anthropologists work in remote places of the world, but also increasingly in urban areas, with local people everywhere. They are just as likely to study human behavior in their own backyard as they are halfway around the world. In this module, you'll see there are no more Stone Age tribes disconnected from the global world system, and there have not been for centuries. You'll also gain an understanding of how anthropology approaches the study of cultural difference and why the focus of the field has changed from understanding exotic others to making the familiar strange anywhere.